Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Shift. It's time for love and empowerment and time to create your ideal life. Just taking your time, moving along, lazy days of summer. Happy Monday. This is Carol Ann Parisi coming at you from the great state of Illinois, which I'm renaming Illiquid. Instead of Illinois, it's Illiquid because the state is broke, busted, and disgusted. But that's because not enough people have awakened to consciousness. And awaken to empowerment and awaken to entrepreneurship. So I know Nancy's live. We've been playing. I just let the song roll a little bit longer today because it was awesome. Hey Nancy, I know you're there. How you doing today?
I am. I hope you can hear me. We've got a torrential downpour going on.
Well, we had a lot of stuff going on here, but nothing came to fruition in our part of town. But we had a lot of lightning, and it's dark all around. Dark and foreboding.
I'm looking out on the little lake here, and you can barely see the lake because it's that coming down in torrential buckets, of which we don't need anymore.
Oh, no. Well, maybe it'll something. Anyway, hey,
my home is becoming an island.
Uh-oh. Well, hey, island property is very expensive anyway, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to need a little boat to get from the road to, the pad of concrete by my house so that I can get out without stepping in, you know, on the grass, which is so saturated that it's already got about a foot deep of water. So
oh,
you have
boy.
To wear, like, your flip-flops because, you know, otherwise your feet would be sopping wet.
Oh, boy. Well, enough rain in Florida. But, hey, today is no RX needed. You know what? It's time to go natural. Got some natural tips and tricks today to lower your blood pressure, to lower your cholesterol, get rid of heartburn, cure depression, and lower high blood sugar. So we're going to talk a little bit about some natural protocols And maybe a little bit of chicken entrepreneurship. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit of that chicken entrepreneurship, which is actually a very good thing. But high blood pressure, because of all the stress and tension in our world today, is a pretty common malady, and doctors are very quick to prescribe medication. And a lot of those medications have, of course, other side effects, altercation. So if blood pressure numbers are creeping up, it shows in a new study, women with pre-hypertension or early hypertension who ate one cup of blueberries a day saw their systolic blood pressure, and that's the top number, drop 8 points, and their diastolic blood pressure drop up to 6 points within 8 weeks. The results are as good as you get with some blood pressure reducing medication. And here's the science behind it. Blueberries help your body produce almost 70% more nitric oxide, a compound that relaxes and widens blood vessels, allowing for easier blood flow. And frozen and freeze-dried blueberries work just as well as fresh. So I don't know if blood pressure is any of your malady, Nance. I got low blood pressure.
Yeah. No, I don't have the blood pressure thing, thank goodness.
Now, it also says here, try probiotics, too. Taking a daily acidophilus supplement or getting it in yogurt with live active cultures sends systolic blood pressure plunging 3.5 points and diastolic blood pressure down nearly 2.4 points within 8 weeks. And the reports in the Journal of Hypertension, probiotics appear to regulate the hormones and fluid balance that impact blood pressure and and that's what the research says. So that's some good
news. Hey, question is there as many probiotics in our Greek yogurt as in regular yogurt?
It's a great question. I think actually Greek yogurt has more probiotics because it's higher. But that is my assumption, so that is not something that I know off the top of my head, but a big fan of Greek yogurt, so just eat more of it.
I like it.
And
because it's much lower in cholesterol and much lower in fat and much higher in protein.
Question. It's something to go on Google, and let me start my little... Are you close to a computer?
No.
Okay, hang on. We're going to go right on Google here. Does Greek yogurt have as much probiotic as regular yogurt? Let's see what it says. The best probiotic yogurt, it says... Oh, Greek yogurt can have twice as much depending on the brand.
Excellent.
There you go.
Excellent. Another plus for
down.
Greek yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little article. It says yogurt smackdown, Greek versus regular. You're not alone if you've ever wondered what's the difference between Greek yogurt and regular yogurt. Greek yogurt's popularity has been skyrocketing lately, and you may wonder, what is all the fuss about this Greek yogurt? Is it more nutritious than regular yogurt? With 28% of Americans now eating yogurt, oh, we want to be like those Russian people. Remember those old Danone commercials?
Mm-hmm.
They live to be 100. It's a question worth investigating. Okay, and this goes on. Let's see. I want to get the bottom line. With both Greek and regular, be sure to choose low-fat or non-fat. So anyway, I guess Greek yogurt is a little, has a lot, you know, a little more nutritional oomph. It's got a lot more protein.
Tastes better.
And it's packed at almost 20% probiotics. So, you know, and it's got calcium.
I think it tastes better. Yeah, and you get a lot more protein per tablespoon.
Yep. And then you throw a little protein powder in there and you're rocking. So,
get a good protein.
You know that thing that we discussed last week, the habit with our famous little habit home, you know?
Yes.
Well, one of my habits that I've been trying to do is walking 5 miles a day. Well, it's 93 degrees, and it really was just too damn hot to walk outside today. So I took the opportunity to go schmy around some stores. Much to my chagrin, I went to Home Goods in Schaumburg, and right next to it they have a, a couple doors down they have a Marshalls.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have the coolest and pretty reasonably priced organic section with all this coconut, you know, oil, coconut flour, cacao. I found cacao chips, and they're usually $9.99 over at for like a less amount, like 2 ounces. I got 4 ounces organic cacao chips for $4. Woohoo! But I found something new, and it's called coconut flour. Have you ever indulged in coconut flour, Nance?
I am aware of coconut flour. What I wasn't aware of was the coconut sugar that I had tried last time when I went to Trader Joe's, and which is absolutely wonderful. It's like a brown sugar.
Okay.
So I would assume using that as your sugar sweetener base and the coconut flour, but I think you have to mix coconut flour with other flours. I don't think you could use it as a straight flour substitute, because I think, isn't it very, like, light and airy, if I'm remembering?
It says substitute coconut flour for up to 1/3 of a cup of wheat flour in recipes. Coconut flour absorbs a lot of water due to its high fiber content, which we love that. Clean those bowels. Be sure to increase the liquid up about 1/3 as well. Organic coconut flour is an excellent non-grain alternative. It's ground from highly quality dried coconut meat. It has high fiber with 32% of your daily value per serving. Its mild flavor works beautifully in both sweet and savory recipes. I think you do the whole thing. Here's muffin.
Right, you just have to, it's just the moisture. I knew there was some compensation you had to make for it, only because my sister uses it. I don't know if she still does very much gluten-free baking, but I know she was using it as one of her flour combination things
And coconut flour is gluten-free. Well, what I'm going to try and do, what I was doing a while ago is I was taking pecan flour, which is pecan meal, which I just took the pecans, the raw pecans, and flipped them around in the Vitamix a little bit. Took egg whites, and I would make crepes. But that doesn't have as much, that's kind of a little more fatty. I mean, coconut flour is a little fatty, too. But the fiber content for the coconut flour is amazing. So, I mean, the fat on this is only 2 grams, where you've got a lot more grams on the whatchamacallit, on the pecan. So what I'm going to try and do with this is go ahead and mix it with egg whites and see if I can make like a little pancakey, you know, thin, crepey thing for... You know, nice little breakfast if you want a breakfast, and you could put a little fresh blueberries on there.
And your Greek yogurt.
You could do Greek yogurt. Now, I also bought something. I'm a big fan of cannolis. And the only thing with cannolis is they use the ricotta, and they use a ton of powdered sugar. So I'm going to try the coconut flour in there because it has the same consistency. It's kind of fluffy. So instead of putting the sugar in there, coconut flour's got enough sweetness. So I'm going to see if I, and then put a little of the cacao chips in there. Maybe I can make some kind of cannoli, you know, good gluten-free organic cannoli filling. The only thing is, much to my chagrin, I paid $3.99 a pound for this Nutiva, the coconut flour. It's organic. Trader Joe's organic was $2.99 a pound.
Yeah, Trader Joe's has a lot of house brand stuff that's super inexpensive.
Yeah, so that's a deal. But now cholesterol. We're going to also talk about lowering cholesterol. It says lower high cholesterol with bergamot. Is your cholesterol starting to climb? Reach for bergamot. This extract is of the bitter orange used to flavor Earl Grey tea. And to set for pushes down the LDL cholesterol, that's the dangerous kind, and that collects in blood vessels, which lowers your risk of heart attack. The science
I heard
is
LDL is how you can remember LDL is LDL is lousy cholesterol.
Yeah, it's good to be high. The high density lipoprotein.
There you go. That too.
Good to be high. That's how I remembered it for my test. Okay. It's good to be high. High, happy. Okay, that's good stuff. Happy stuff, high. But that's a good one too. Low, lousy. Anyway, the Science is the International Journal of Cardiology reports that in a 30-day study, folks with high cholesterol who took 1,000 milligrams of bergamot daily experienced the same drop of LDL, the bad cholesterol, as those taking 10 milligrams of a statin. Researchers theorize that, like statin, compounds in bergamot reduce production of liver enzyme needed to make LDL. It says here, try corn oil, too. Its plant sterols block absorption of cholesterol 4 tablespoons daily. Oy. Yeah, but also GMO. I don't know about that.
No, they make non-GMO corn oil. You probably have to go more health food route, or probably maybe Trader Joe's even has they have a lot of stuff that right on their label says non-GMO.
Okay,
so you just have to really
look. Did you ever see that movie that I sent you?
No, I don't have any way to watch it at the moment. I have to be somewhere where there's good internet and Wi-Fi. So hopefully, I gotta just arrange a time to go do that.
I just have to
watch it where I can watch it in peace and not be annoyed about it buffering every minute and a half.
Yeah. I watch it right on my smartphone.
It's not the smartphone. It's where the smartphone is sometimes located. It's my issue.
I think, maybe they're still trying to build up over there. They're too busy enjoying. They're too busy living the laid back life. They don't have the go life.
I don't know. I guess people sleep till freaking noon, and then they get up from noon till 3 o'clock, and then got to take a nap.
I definitely don't. Okay, I've been sleeping, in all honesty, I have been sleeping at like 8:30 in the morning. I've just been like, but I've been going to bed at like 1:30. So I'm getting my, 7.5, 8 hours of sleep in. I just need to get to bed a little bit earlier. But it's summer.
So,
and they say
doesn't make much of a difference around here.
Right.
Except for the heat index, that's about it, and what you're willing to do outside and what time of day. Like today I went and put up signs. I was putting up, we buy house signs. But you have to do that like first thing in the morning because otherwise it gets so hot. But the problem is we had so much rain that a lot of my spots that were optimal for putting up signs, you couldn't just put your little ladder in the ground next to the pole because you sunk into the ground. Because it was so wet. And I thought I was going to go out tomorrow morning and do the same, but then we're getting this now. So the wet is even wetter.
That's got to be a humidity nightmare, too, with all the water and the ground staying wet and the heat.
Yeah, during steamy part of the day from about, 2 to 5, it starts getting really steamy because, the heat is releasing all that moisture out of the ground. But then it goes up into the air, and then, of course, because the air becomes saturated with the moisture, it has to come back down. So it's kind of like this whole, vicious cycle. It seems worse down here than, like, in Orlando-y area, where it will rain, but it'll maybe rain at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for maybe half an hour, and then it's done. Where here, it's more torrential, it seems.
Right. Well, you know what? Nothing to get depressed about, but if you're depressed, we have an answer for that, too, to cure depression. It's curcumin. When researchers recently compared taking 500 milligrams of curcumin, and that's the stuff that makes the pigment of the curry powder yellow, twice a day, to taking 20 milligrams of Prozac once a day, they were shocked that curcumin brightened patients' mood just as well as Prozac. But without any of the, there's some side effects of the antidepressants, such as headache, nausea, and insomnia. The science behind it is curcumin reduces the inflammation in the brain linked to depression, and it prompts the growth of new brain cells, which also improve mood, says the study co-author, A.J. Goel, Ph.D., Note, avoid curcumin if you take a blood thinner, since it can exacerbate the effects of this type of drug. But it also says try breathing slowly, too. If you tend to feel blue and want to boost your outlook, try sitting still with your back straight and focusing in on your breath as you inhale and exhale slowly for 10 minutes daily. A new review of 47 studies show that stress-reducing technique reverses mild sadness as effectively as some antidepressants. So those are big.
That's called meditation. That's called meditation.
Meditation, curcumin. Now, is there a difference between curcumin and turmeric? I thought turmeric and curcumin are the same thing.
I don't know if they're the same thing. I think curcumin is in turmeric as well. So I think it's like probably the active part of the turmeric.
I take turmeric, and it says higher potency, better absorption, patented curcumin C3 complex.
Yeah.
So
it's part of the root. It's part of what's in the root.
Actually, turmeric, rhizome, curcumin, longi. It is the same thing. It's curcumin.
Yeah.
Turmeric and curcumin is the same.
Yeah.
I guess turmeric is the actual root, and maybe curcumin is the ground-up herb, perhaps. But here's one that I know you're going to love, and we only have three more minutes. Lowering high blood sugar with ginger. I love that one because you're ginger. Has your MD told you your blood sugar levels are putting you at risk for developing type 2 diabetes? A slew of studies shows that supplementing with 1 gram to 3 grams of powdered ginger daily can help. The science: ginger contains bioactive compounds, gingerols, that just like the anti-diabetic drug metformin, bring down blood sugar levels. It also helps your body respond to insulin so glucose can be better absorbed for energy. It says do not take ginger if you're taking blood thinners. It could also heighten the effects of that type of drug. And it says try exercise and vitamin D2, walking 25 minutes 3 to 4 times a week, and taking 1,200 IUs of vitamin D daily improves insulin sensitivity, lowering your diabetes risk with 12 weeks. Reports the Journal of Exercise and Nutrition and Biochemistry. Together, exercise and vitamin D improve insulin sensitivity, leading to better blood sugar balance. And then it also says you want to get heartburn, chew gum. Because when you chew, the your esophagus with alkaline saliva, neutralizing the acid. So there's some healthy tips this week. Kind of a little dip.
I want to know if pickled ginger works as well. That's what I want to know. We got to Google that. Pickled ginger.
Pickled ginger. Oh, yeah. Well, Google it.
Because I love pickled ginger.
We have 90 seconds left, and here's the entrepreneur tip for the week. And I said chicken entrepreneur. Most of us who are entrepreneurs need to have something called a steady income because we have such things. We have such habits as liking having roofs over our head and eating. So it's a really great thing as a chicken entrepreneur to hook some small business owners and partner entrepreneur with them, create a good value for them while they pay you, but also be willing to do whatever it takes sometimes on a volunteer level because you never know what the universe has to give back to you. That's my
hear you loud and clear.
That's my entrepreneur tip for the week. And you know what?
Good.
20 seconds left. I want to thank you for hanging out with me today, Nancy. I know we got a little bit late start because I let the Boston Club better of the show. But I had to say goodbye to my honey. He's driving into the rain, and I'm nervous about it.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. So anyway, everybody have a great week. We'll catch you back here next Monday on Awaken Empowerment. And thank you for joining us. And you know what? We're going to start promoting this thing fast and furious real soon. So make it an empowered week. Nancy, you have a great week, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.